Tonight on the Worldview Report, Elon Musk comes clean on COVID vaccines after initially supporting them. He now admits they made him extremely sick and that he has a relative that has vaccine-related myocarditis. Atlanta burns after an Antifa riot breaks out over the weekend. A World Economic Forum speaker at last week's Davos meeting says the people of the world need to stop eating meat in order to save the planet. A gay couple in Atlanta have been arrested and charged with raping and pimping out their two adopted children. And this wasn't just any gay couple. They were the model couple that gay rights groups use to promote gay adoptions on a wider scale. All these stories and more as the Worldview Report begins right now.
This is Worldview Report with host Brennan House. Whether it is news from the nation's capital or your state capital, from the classroom to the boardroom, from national security to national and local news that impacts you and your family, Worldview Report is your trusted source for vital and uncensored news. And now, here is Brennan House.
Good evening and welcome. Leading off tonight, as the mainstream narrative surrounding the COVID vaccines continues to slowly drift, Elon Musk responded to a tweet that reposted survey results from Rasmussen Reports that inquired about the number of people that had adverse reactions from the vaccines. Musk said he felt sick after taking one shot from Johnson & Johnson. Then he took two more mRNA boosters and became very ill. He also said his cousin developed myocarditis from the shots. Musk tweeted on January 21st, quote, "I had major side effects from my second booster shot. Felt like I was dying for several days. Hopefully no permanent damage, but I don't know. And my cousin, who is young and in peak health, had a serious case of myocarditis. Had to go to the hospital," end quote. One user responded saying, quote, "You got a second booster? I thought you were smarter than that," end quote. Musk responded by saying it, quote, "was required to visit Tesla Giga Berlin, not my choice," end quote. He, however, noted that his arm was sore after getting the J&J shot, but then later received two more mRNA shots. The second one, quote, "crushed," end quote, him. That's what he said. Yet, Musk's statement, it seems, to betray what he once said in other posts, where he pushed back against people saying there are vaccine side effects. On April 7th, 2021, he wrote, quote, "To be clear, I do support vaccines in general and COVID vaccines specifically. The science is unequivocal. In very rare cases, there is an allergic reaction, but this is easily addressed with an EpiPen," end quote. A 21-year-old Orange County, California man died suddenly while surfing this past weekend. Cameras show Evan McMillan standing on his feet on his board and then suddenly collapsing into the water. He reportedly was found minutes later when he was given CPR and then rushed to the hospital, but it was too late. The county coroner said no cause of death has yet been determined. A 35-year-old middle school coach and teacher at Divine Independent School District in Texas died suddenly of a massive heart attack after collapsing in front of his students on January 5th. Jacob Sanchez of Bigfoot, Texas, suddenly collapsed at the start of class, and that's according to multiple reports. He was promptly given CPR by the staff members, but unfortunately, they were unable to save him. Federal agencies are withholding the data behind recent decisions that may relate to COVID vaccines and severe adverse events, fueling speculation that they are putting both vaccinated and unvaccinated lives at risk. The Federal Aviation Administration told Just the News it widened the acceptable range of heart rhythms for commercial pilots who were initially subject to industry-wide vaccine mandates in light of, quote, "new scientific evidence," end quote, that has yet to be specified. The October 26 update to the heart Rhythm section of the FAA guide for aviation medical examiners made two key changes. The agency raised the maximum so-called PR interval for first-degree antroventricular block to 300 milliseconds, with no regard to age on the list of so-called normal variants that don't require deferment in the absence of, quote, symptoms or AME concerns, end quote. For intervals lower than 300 milliseconds, the FAA will make the call based on evaluations by examiners. The previous maximum PR intervals for AV block was 210 milliseconds, but only in pilots under the age of 51. FAA spokesperson Ian Greger provided a modified version of the statement the agency released last spring after American Airlines pilot Robert Snow blamed his in-flight cardiac arrest on coerced vaccination. Federal air surgeon Susan Northrup has deemed all U.S.-authorized COVID vaccines safe for pilots, the FAA said, claiming it had, quote, seen no evidence, end quote, of vaccine-related complications that caused, quote, aircraft accidents or pilot incapacitations, end quote. Vaccine skeptic and philanthropist Steve Kirsch, who I've interviewed many times, once courted, by the way, by Democrat presidential hopefuls, called attention to the three-month-old FAA change last Tuesday, claiming it showed the agency has ceded, quote, the EKGs of pilots are no longer normal, end quote. Rest well while in flight. Speakers at the World Economic Forum annual meeting last week in Davos, Switzerland, once again called upon the world's people to stop eating meat in order to save the planet. This time, it was Jim Hagmann, chairman of Siemens, the largest industrial manufacturing company in Europe, who said billions of people need to stop eating meat and instead eat alternatives like insects, worms, and artificial lab-grown meat. The chairman of Siemens made these comments during a session titled Mobilizing for Climate. During the discussion, he said the climate emergency is getting, quote, radical, end quote, and that it, quote, cannot continue, end quote. He went on to say, quote, I'm tired of people talking about climate. I'm also tired of people protesting against climate, and I'm a big friend of those who just roll up their sleeves and start doing, end quote. Near the end of the session, the host took questions from the audience. One person asked for the panel's opinion on what people eat and how this affects climate. He asked, quote, the role of diets that are plant-based, perhaps even edible insects or vegan in nature, what role can that play? And how can states, businesses, and nonprofits encourage those kinds of diets, end quote. Well, the chairman of Siemens had this to say, quote, if a billion people stop eating meat, I tell you, it has a big impact. Not only does it have a big impact on the current food system, but it will also inspire innovation of food systems. I predict we will have proteins not coming from meat in the future. They will probably taste even better. They will be zero carbon and much healthier than the kind of food we eat today. That is the mission we need to get on, end quote. On Saturday night, Antifa members took to the streets of Atlanta to throw rocks at and light fires outside of the Atlanta Police Foundation after the now suspended Atlanta Forest Twitter account called for a, quote, night of rage, end quote, following the fatal shooting of one of their members, 26-year-old Manuel Espion Panarez Turan. The post-millennial editor-at-large, Andy Ngo, tweeted, quote, breaking, far-left extremist and Antifa gathering for revenge against law enforcement in Atlanta over the killing of their gunmen at their autonomous zone, smashed up businesses, and set an Atlanta police vehicle on fire, end quote. It should be noted that the man who was shot to death by police had actually shot at a state police officer first, hitting the officer in the pelvic region and wounding him. Apparently, Antifa expects police in Atlanta to take incoming fire but refrain from shooting back. Antifa militants and other far-left extremists have flocked to Atlanta to protest the building of a new police training ground in a wooded area just outside of the city limits, which has led to repeat instances of violent disturbances at the construction site. Antifa militants burned police cars and smashed out the windows of Atlanta businesses. Watch this.
Burning cop car. Got police with the rifles. Yeah, I thought. Police with AR style rifles.
But true to form, the corporate media outlets, including CNN, ABC, and the Atlanta Fox 5 network, all referred to the Antifa rioting as, quote, mostly peaceful, end quote. Take a look.
We're taking you right now. You can see people running in opposite directions.
If you
on
see
the other
yeah,
side
Eric,
of that. Yeah, Tyler.
I do want to. Yeah, we're far enough away. You'll see the officer right there with APD. He has what appears to be zip ties. We're far enough down where we can't see if they've taken anyone into custody, but it did appear that they were ready to do that to try to calm the situation that's unfolding here. And as you said, this really a protest initially to try to protest what happened on Wednesday here, where they were handing out that vehicle still up in flames here over at Andrew Young and Peachtree. And if you take a look over here, if you pan over, I want to show you, this is what they were handing out at the protest. So it was a largely peaceful protest where they just wanted what they're calling justice and right now. You'll see, basically, they want justice for him after the shooting that happened when the Atlanta police and the different law enforcement agencies were raiding the forest over there to try to basically clear out the forest after everything that was going on, all related to this. It was Entrenchment Creek Park.
Even the liberal Democrat mayor of Atlanta, Andre Dickens, said the so-called protesters were not peaceful. Here's what Dickens said at a press conference. Watch this.
Many of them don't even live in Atlanta or in the state of Georgia, and they don't represent the voices of Atlanta. And to those, and some of them were found with explosives on them. You heard that correctly, explosives, and that has led to a police officer's car being set on fire, and other destruction has occurred. And so, make no mistake about it, these individuals meant harm to people and to property. And so
At the U.S. Merchant Marine Academy in New York, a painting of Jesus has been covered after complaints that the religious image should not be visible in a space that is used for mandatory military activities. Michael Weinstein, founder and president of Military Religious Freedom Foundation, wrote a letter to Vice Admiral Noonan, demanding the removal of the painting, stating, quote, I come to you this day to demand that the U.S. MMA, which you currently command as its superintendent, expeditiously remove a massive sectarian painting illustrating the supremacy of Jesus Christ from the so-called Elliot M. C. Room, located inside of Wiley Hall, which serves as an administrative building at USMMA, end quote. He continued his letter writing, quote, Admiral Noonan, I don't want to belabor the brutally obvious point that this extremely large painting of Jesus is absolutely antithetical and destructive as it is currently displayed to the maintenance of good order, morale, discipline, and unit cohesion at USMMA, especially to non-Christians under your command. End quote. The Academy has since placed a large drape over the painting that depicts Jesus with his arms outstretched over a lifeboat filled with sailors lost at sea. A Republican congressman has made a call for a firing squad to be used on two homosexual partners allegedly running a pedophile ring abusing their two adopted boys. Representative Andy Auglis, Republican of Tennessee, posted a link to an investigation that charged two gay partners with raping, pimping, and making child pornography of their two adopted children. Quote, time to bring back the firing squad, end quote. That's what Representative Auglis tweeted. The LGBT activist and homosexual partners William Dale Zulock and Zachary Jacob Zulock, both of Atlanta, were charged with aggravated child molestation, sexual exploitation of children, and enticing a child for indecent purposes. The two men are accused of producing and distributing pornography with their two adopted children, who are now ages 9 and 11 years old. According to reports, the sexual abuse started in 2019 and grew more intense in 2020. These two men were featured by the gay community as the poster men for why gay couples should be allowed to adopt children. Not surprisingly, the criminal case against them has received only cursory back page coverage. We'll be right back after this break.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I want to thank each and every one of you for your support by bringing you the pillow that started it all. Get my standard My Pillow, regularly $49.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code. Just like all of you, I've tried every pillow out there, and none of them worked. That's why I invented My Pillow. My patented fill adjusts your exact individual needs, helps keep your neck aligned, and it holds its shape all night long, regardless of your sleep position. So you get the best sleep of your life. Because it works, we've sold over 70 million MyPillows, and now I'm bringing them to you for the lowest price ever. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code, and you'll get my standard MyPillow for only $19.98. For a more custom fit, my Premium Queen for only $27.98. Or my Premium King, only $34.98. My 60-day money-back guarantees it'll be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own.
Welcome back from the break. A Ukrainian diplomat used Twitter to celebrate the shooting death of a female Russian journalist while she was covering the ongoing war in Ukraine, claiming in his tweet that the journalist got, quote, what she deserved, end quote. Viewer discretion is advised for this short video clip included in the diplomat's tweet because it shows the Russian journalist being shot. Watch this.
Совсем рядом с нами идет стрелковый бой.
Attacks on the press have been part and parcel of Ukraine's military strategy, and the Zelensky government has become known for imprisoning even Ukrainian journalists if they run afoul of the government's approved talking points. Whatever his viewpoint about Russian journalists, the fact that this diplomat felt the need to attach a video showing a female Russian journalist providing on-the-ground war coverage being shot by the Ukrainian forces is beyond the pale. Germany will not block Poland from sending its German-made Leopard 2 tanks to Ukraine, German Foreign Minister said on Sunday in an interview with French television LCI. Asked what would happen if Poland went ahead and sent its Leopard 2 tanks without German approval? Well, he said, quote, for the moment, the question has not been asked. But if we were asked, we would not stand in the way. We know how important these tanks are, and this is why we are discussing this now with our partners, end quote. The German foreign minister added, quote, we need to make sure people's lives are saved and Ukraine's territory liberated, end quote. Earlier Sunday, German Chancellor Olaf Scholz reaffirmed that Berlin and Paris would support Ukraine in its fight against Russian occupation and would not allow Europe to revert back to, quote, hatred and national rivalries, end quote. Scholz stated, quote, we will continue to provide Ukraine with all the support it needs for as long as necessary, together as Europeans, to defend our European peace project, end quote. The German defense minister said on Sunday that he expected a decision soon on the delivery of the tanks to Ukraine. He told Germany's ARD public television that Berlin would not make a hasty decision because there were many factors to consider, including consequences at home for the security of the German population. Germany has been under pressure both to deliver Leopard 2 battle tanks to Ukraine and to allow other countries to send their German-made tanks to Ukrainian forces. But Berlin has been hesitant to send the highly advanced tanks to Ukraine out of concern it could lead to a widening of the Russian war in Ukraine. Polish leaders, well, they have repeatedly blasted the Germans for their reluctance to send the tanks. A key ally to Vladimir Putin has warned that the West is at risk of a, quote, global catastrophe, end quote, if it continues to supply weapons to Ukraine that could threaten Russian territories. His comments come in the wake of Germany's continued hesitancy to equip Kiev's army with Leopard tanks. The Speaker of Russia's parliament said such actions could unleash a nuclear war. In a post to his Telegram channel, he wrote, quote, if Washington and NATO, those countries, supply weapons that will be used to strike civilian cities and attempt to seize our territories as they threaten, this will lead to retaliatory measures using more powerful weapons. Arguments that the nuclear powers have not previously used weapons of mass destruction in local conflicts are untenable, end quote. He added that this was because the U.S. and NATO, quote, did not face a situation where there was a threat to the security of their citizens and the territorial integrity of the country, end quote. Representative Michael McCaul, a Texas Republican congressman and notorious neocon war hawk, told ABC Today that further U.S. action would spur European states into action to help Zelensky avoid a drawn-out war. He said without tanks, the war would become a, quote, slow bleed without a chance of victory, end quote, for Ukraine. He claimed sending A1 Abrams tanks would trigger a domino effect in Europe and encourage the Germans to send the Leopard 2 tanks Ukraine says it needs. The German Chancellor Olaf Scholz told U.S. Congressman, Germany will only supply tanks if U.S. supplies their Abrams tanks. Call told ABC Today, quote, if we announce we were going to give Abrams tanks just one, that would unleash, from what I hear, Germany is waiting for us to take the lead, end quote. Is it safe to ship thousands of electric vehicles on big ships? A Norwegian shipping company says no. It's become the first shipping company to ban electric, hybrid, and hydrogen cars from its ferries, citing them as a fire hazard. That's according to a report by the Rare Foundation. After a risk analysis, it was concluded that the risk to the safety of the shipping fleet was too significant. The risk for ships from the transport of electric cars, that's been discussed since the Felicity Ace sank off the Azores Portugal shores last February. E-vehicles on board had caught fire. The fire could not be extinguished. Finally, the colossal ship sank with thousands of electric cars, including a Porsche and a Bentley. These were green vehicles. The captain, global head of a maritime consulting at Alliance, a marine insurance specialist, explains that the problem with the electric vehicles is that the lithium-ion batteries in the cars can actually propagate the fire, igniting more, well, vigorously as compared to conventional cars. A single vehicle fire, well, that could prove catastrophic. Captain Kana says there have been about 70 fires reported in the last 5 years on container ships. Well, now it's time for our nightly Worldview Report commentary. The border crisis is so bad that even the corrupt corporate media outlets are starting to acknowledge it. But then they try to explain it away by saying it's caused by, well, you guessed it, climate change. In case you haven't noticed, everything wrong with the world today, every problem, is the result of climate change, which also happens to be the main thoroughfare through which governments are restricting freedoms worldwide. That's not a coincidence, folks. It's by design. And the media plays along like, well, the debased, darkened-hearted fools they are. Take the case of CBS Austin. The CBS affiliate quotes Juliet Levy, associate professor of history at University of California, Riverside, saying, quote, "Furthermore, a mix of environmental and political issues continue to impact those coming from areas like Cuba, Nicaragua, Venezuela, and Haiti. What we are seeing at the border is a consequence of a confluence of factors," end quote. While she admits that the Biden regime has been, quote, more welcoming, end quote, of migrants, she says that's not the main motivator. She explained to CBS that, quote, "The fact is that in both Guatemala and Honduras, poverty is a main driver of migration, in concert with gang violence and paramilitary violence and two hurricanes in 2020, well, they laid waste to both countries, especially in the poorer areas of the country. Add to that the economic fallout of the pandemic, and you have a powder keg of circumstances," end quote. So they finally report the facts, after denying it for 2 years, that we have an extremely porous border. But then they blame it on something other than the facts. This is so typical of the corporate media spin. Todd Bensman, who I've interviewed many, many times on my show, spends a lot of time down at the border actually talking to the migrants. He said violence back home is hardly ever mentioned as the reason why they're trying to get to America. And of course, the climate is even less of a reason. The so-called reasons for the border crisis only exist in the minds of uninformed corporate media hacks who are paid to put out fake news that controls the minds of Americans. One of the main reasons Todd Bensman says the young, healthy, fit migrants come to America is to work and send back American dollars to their country, to their family, which they can use to build very large houses. Yeah. Well, that does it for this edition of the Worldview Report. Thanks for watching and for supporting this viewer-supported broadcast. If you'd like to help us continue to stay on the air and grow, well, you can do that several ways. One is by using that promo code B66 at MyPillow.com. We have some big sales over there. But again, if you don't use the promo code B66, we don't get credit. So please use that promo code because, again, it takes a team of seven of us 15 man-hours a day to put this together. Sheets, towels, blankets, pet beds, slippers, sandals, mattresses, mattress toppers, robes, so much more. B66 at MyPillow.com. It also works at MyStore.com, the home for American entrepreneurs. Check it out, MyStore.com, promo code B66. Then if you go to WVWTVStore.com, you'll find many things: emergency food supplies, water filters, solar and crank radios, emergency radios, and so much more. The little pots you need to actually make a little fire with kindling, the little stove, and then the pots that go on top for boiling the water to use for your emergency freeze-dried food. In other words, we've thought of everything you need in a crisis. And don't forget, Klaus Schwab of the World Economic Forum was warning in 2020 about a global cyber attack that would bring down the grid and banking and hospitals. I wonder what they have planned. And you notice the FAA, all the planes shut down last week. Nothing was flying. And now people have money missing from their Bank of America accounts. I don't know, some funny stuff going on, folks. I don't know what the globalists have planned, but you might want to be prepared to be without, well, the normal resources. And so we have the emergency resources for you at WVWTVStore.com. I know you can buy it elsewhere. Thank you for buying it from us. It's a big part of our general operating budget. WVWTVStore.com. Now, if you prefer to order it over the phone, you can just call 901-468-9357, 901-468-9357. Then finally, don't forget about our WVW Foundation. It exists to push out programs like this for free. About 6-7 different networks now pick up this broadcast. We don't charge any of them. We put it out there for free as a ministry of our WVW Foundation as we seek to help people understand the times through the lens of a Judeo-Christian worldview. We also sponsor a Sunday night service that I've been teaching since 2015. You can watch it live on Sunday nights, live right here. Sunday nights, WVWTV.com, WVWTV.com. And again, if you appreciate what we're doing, we appreciate your support. You can make your contribution at WVWFoundation.com, WVWFoundation.com. You'll also find our mailing address there if you prefer to support us through the mail. Otherwise, you can also use that number, 901-468-9357, to donate over the phone, 901-468-9357. Thank you so much for watching. Till next time, I'm Brandon House. May God save America. Take care.